ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm a-going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, all you fisher people, and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad.
And I am other Brad, the other pod person.
Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, and Trophy Cat Adventures, a guide service on the Red River of the North at Grand Forks, North Dakota. Well, as most of you noticed, last week there was no Why Fish Radio, and we have good reason for it. If you saw the website last week looking for it, you know what that reason is, and it's been just a busy couple weeks for us, so I'm just going to turn Brad loose and let him start with his adventures, and then we'll go into why we missed last week's show.
Well, as far as my adventures, I think what brought us to missing last week's show definitely has to stand among the highlights, so I think I'll just go right into that. The thing about fishing is a lot of it's opportunity. I mean, when the timing is right, go. And that was kind of the situation we were in last week. There was a good bite up here in the North Country, big cats on the Red River. Unbelievable numbers of big fish for our stretch of water. And so there's only one way to find out if it's all just hype or if it's really truth. So we went out and tested the waters, and it was no fish story. It was the real deal.
What he's alluding to is we were actually planned on cutting last week's show. We normally cut them on Monday night and post them on Tuesday afternoon. And everything was set to go. And we've been hearing these great reports, and the weather was just absolutely gorgeous. And we've had this god-awful spring. It seems like we have terrible weekends and fairly nice work days. So we had an opportunity to go catch it, and away we went. I think we were out for, about 2 hours?
Yeah, maybe a little more than that. But it was, talk about hitting it just right. I mean, you talk about, good fishing and action. I mean, we finished the night, we released three fish over 20 pounds, and we had three others that were over 15 pounds. For a couple hours of work, or I guess in this case research, that's not bad.
Yeah, one of the things for those of you who are into podcasting, they say, life happens when you miss a show. Well, in this case, duty called. We had a bite, we had to capitalize on it. It was just an absolute mayhem. It was a good night. I was fortunate enough to get out a couple nights later and catch another one pushing 20 pounds. But what an amazing week of fishing and an amazing night. I think it's going to be all downhill from there this summer.
Well, it's, one certainly has to hope not, but it's certainly getting the bar raised pretty high to start with. It was a phenomenal night. And, it's hard to top that, but it gives you something to shoot for. And, I mean, that's part of the thing with fishing is... there's memories and the act of building new ones, and so that's what we're all about here.
Now, I also know that you were fortunate enough to go visit some good friends of ours and have a whole nother adventure prior to this whole missing our show and doing a little research, as you'd like to call it. So why don't you tell our fans and our listeners all about your visit with our good friend Stu?
Ah, yes, the North Country, the Mecca, Lockport, Manitoba. I did indeed have the good fortune of being up there, in fact, 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. And as it just about all of us does, it lived up to its reputation. Had a chance to go out on the water with our good friend Canuck, Mr. Jim Stinson, retired RCMP, avid fisherman who's always looking for an excuse to get out on the water. He has done some guiding. He's kind of stepping back a little bit this year and just enjoying himself a little bit more. And enjoy ourselves we did when I was up there. We got out the first afternoon. It was a Monday afternoon. Nice day. We'd had some fairly cold weather. It was the third day of Manitoba's fishing season. And we actually had a little warmth on our skin, and it felt pretty darn good. And Got fishing about 1:30, fished about 4 hours. We boated 25 kitties, several that were over 20 pounds. Didn't crack the 25 mark, but we had some that were flirting with that. And again, it was probably one of my favorite bites of all. Overall, we were catching a lot of fish in really shallow water. I know at one point he was anchored in 2.5 feet of water, and I was casting into shore. And you get snagged up on the rocks and just leave it there. And as he said, you know, Kitty will yank it free, and Kitty usually did. It's a hard thing to get used to, but when you feel that slam of a catfish hitting in shallow water, you know something's happening.
Well, if all goes well and the sun shines right and everything aligns, I'm going to be up there in 2 weeks working on some shows and doing a little work at the charity event of the Fish Winnipeg, and I hope to make it up to Lockport. But another thing that went on since our last show, and it's the reason we played the Jason Mitchell interview, was he had his kids' fishing day out on Devil's Lake, which is always a great event. The unfortunate thing this year was a 35-mile-an-hour wind, which pretty much made it unsafe to be taking kids out on a boat and just making fishing in general miserable, trying to stay out of the wind and stay warm or try not to get windburned. I guess it was fairly warm. So unfortunately, his event had to be canceled, and we haven't heard any word of postponement. But it's what a shame, but I hats off to Mitchell and his boys for at least putting the effort forward.
Kids fishing, indeed. He's been having that event now for a few years, but you just can't control the whims of Mother Nature. And, you know, especially up here this year, it's been a tough one. It's been a real uphill battle trying to get good weather. But I got lucky with that this past week, Memorial Day. The first part of the weekend started out like Memorial Day so often does, less than favorable. Cloudy, rainy, a little bit windy, you know the drill. But it started taking a turn for the better on Sunday. And I was actually up in some of my old stomping grounds in northern Minnesota. Had gotten wind of a pretty good northern pike bite in an area and decided to go check it out. And sure enough, the pike were there. It's one of those deals where it's pretty much a numbers game. You don't see a lot of big fish, but you can catch a lot of fish. And that's what I was looking for, because the next day I was going to be playing host to a coworker and his 7-year-old son who are looking to get into some fishing action. And what a great situation for taking a kid fishing. The boy's name was Carson. He just finished first grade. Real trooper. We had to walk a couple miles to get to the fishing hole. No complaints. Never talked about, being tired or anything like that. And started out, I did the casting for him. And it wasn't more than probably about an hour or so into the afternoon. He was casting all on his own, spinning reel. And I mean, he handled it just like a little pro. And boy, did that kid catch fish. And everybody had a blast, and I think I had probably just as much fun as he did.
Well, that's the name of the game, and that's why we call this show Why Fish Radio. It's because we're hoping to spread the word of the enjoyment, and I think you made a little boy's career, don't you think?
Well, I think in a lot of ways that's probably the case. And, you know, the thing for me that was so cool about it was this is the place where I cut my teeth fishing. I mean, this is the place that got me hooked. And, we're talking 30 years ago now. To go back to those spots and see that they're still producing fish and that you can still do this. And, I mean, I've had the good fortune of fishing all over in Canada and Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, North Dakota, many different places. But there's still something about going back to that spot. I mean, the place where it all began. And then, that's kind of what we did there on Monday. So I guess, for me, it was kind of a step back into reliving some old memories and helping some folks share some new ones and make some new ones.
For those of you who want to check out that first fish, we are going to post it with the show on the website. So just log on to the website, go to the radio page, and the photo will be waiting of Carson's first pike.
Exactly. And, the thing about it, we were out fishing for about 2.5 hours, and it was the adults that decided we needed to cash it in before he did. I think he would have still been out there if he would have had the chance. And we caught a lot of fish, and, he had a couple of fish that were maybe 2-3 pounds, but, to watch when that fish would slam his spoon, and pretty soon that drag is just screaming, and, of course, he's cranking on that reel like it's a little hoist, and And I mean, it's definitely a battle of wills to see who's going to win between the fisherman and the fish. And he held his own, and he really did well. It was really a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad everybody had an entertaining time. One of the big things that's coming up is you're going on a big trip. Any want to elaborate on kind of what you're going to be seeing in the near future?
Well, it's let's just say the weekend can't get you fast enough right now. Going on a fly-in trip into far northern Manitoba, driving up to Winnipeg from Grand Forks here on Friday afternoon, and hopping on a plane and flying 525 miles north of Winnipeg to a place called the Big Sand Lake Lodge on Saturday morning, and we'll be spending 5 days up there. And we'll be fishing everything from lake trout to northern pike to walleyes, and you know, possibly even Arctic grayling. They're up that far. We'd have to do some flying to make it happen, so we'll have to see, you know, how that works out. But I love catching lake trout. I never get tired of it. And of course, I mean, I'll fish anything, but you know, the opportunities we're going to have up there, we're a long ways north. The ice is just coming off. I mean, these fish haven't seen a lure in months, and so I think they're going to be waiting for us.
Well, folks, stay tuned for Brad's Wild Adventures from northern Manitoba. We'll have that show ready to go for you as soon as he gets back. And don't forget to call up to Stu at Cats on the Red. Make your reservations for this summer. He just told you the cats are biting, and I hope to be up there experiencing that in a couple of weeks. Don't forget to log on to our site and check out the picture of Carson and his first fish. Also, go to our site, go to the new page, which is called Concepts, and check out our latest podcast, the Why Fish Concepts. What those are is just a 60-second fishing tip that we got from our friends over at Dakota Country Magazine and put our little personal twist on them, and I think you'll find it to be some pretty good information. But I think that's going to about wrap it up. Brad, do you have anything to add?
Well, I was just going to say, I really hope you get a chance to get up to Manitoba and chase the kitties there in a couple of weeks, because you're going to see a great setup up there at Cats on the Red. Stu is back into guiding in force again this year, and I mean, he has got a pontoon boat that is rigged up. It's a fishing machine unlike anything you've ever seen. I mean, it's like being on the, you know, on the deck of a luxury liner fishing catfish. And he was out on the water and putting on a clinic as always, and catching a lot of fish. His clients were, and they were having a blast. And so was Stu. It's, you know, it's nice to watch somebody really have fun at their work, and that's what he was doing.
Well, with that being said, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week. So once again, for Why Fish Radio, I am Brad.
And I'm Brad. Until next time, keep your line in the water, keep it tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.